Imagine for a minute that everything in your life is moving in the right direction, that you're exactly where you need to be at this given moment, that everything you need is already surrounding you, already there before you, waiting for you to walk into it, that your desires can be fulfilled, that your yearning for growth can be completed, that you can heal, that you can manifest, you can co-create. Imagine all of this. And now imagine what flow dreaming is. Well, you can't, right? Because you don't know. So that's what this show is about today. I am going back to basics. What is flow dreaming? How do you do it? And whether you've been practicing for 10 years or this is your very first introduction, you will get something from this. And to make this, I'm doing something kind of different. I'm taking pieces of my past teachings and stitching them together in a new way. I'm hoping that this will give you some new insights in your own practice or maybe something that you would like to start. As you learn about flow dreaming and or what I'm starting to call the flow method. Let's go.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Alrighty, friends, so let's get going. I'm going to start with a snippet that I recorded that teaches you what flow is. Like, what is this technique? And this is how we're going to start episode number 650 of Flow Dreaming, called New to Flow Dreaming. Start here. The technique explained. All right, here we go.
Flow Dreaming.
First of all, remember, a flow dream isn't something you just listen to. It's an act of creating. You're making something real and powerful, using the materials of your own emotions and internal energy within a flow state. So please don't ever confuse this with being just a fast meditation. A flow dream is a customized map into a specific emotional place where you create big, beautiful outcomes and you pre-experience those outcomes. In fact, you become those outcomes in a flow dream. So pre-acting these outcomes happens because you want to ultimately react to them later when they appear in outward form in your life. The term pre-action is a way of saying that when you pre-experience an emotional state in your flow, you're basically telling the universe exactly how you want to feel at some future point. You're giving the universe a map or a template or blueprint for how you intend to feel. Then flow has to figure out a way to match or offer that to you by perfectly aligning your future events to bring you to that state of feeling. In other words, imagine an architect building a house. First, he or she would put together the instructions or the blueprint, so later the builders can come in and build those specifications. You're the same thing. Only your blueprint is to tell flow how to line up your life so it matches how you want to feel as it gets built in finances, health, partnerships, personal growth, you name it. So every time you flow dream, imagine that you're increasing your inventory of something inside yourself. Say, for instance, you want some steady income that more than meets your needs, and you use a flow dream to pre-act or create this energetic emotional state in your flow. This is where you experience or feel, as the flow dream directs, the exact sensation of beautiful rolling income. Each time you do this, you're creating more and more of this emotion and deepening this blueprint in your flow. This is what your personal energy signature is, your flow. This extension of you rolling forward in space and time, and you're becoming wealthy. You're feeling that wealth. You are that wealth because you're creating a huge inventory of this wealth energy inside you right now. Now, what do you think the universe wants to do with that? It wants to match you. It doesn't want to be out of balance with you. So instead of doing what most people do, which is to wait for their life to give them something, then react to it, we're doing the opposite when we flow dream. We are pre-acting what we want our life to then give to us or match for us. So pretty soon you have these mounds or mountains of emotion inside you and around you, it's through you. And in our example, your feeling wealthy becomes more than just an expectation. It becomes part of who you are since there's such a large amount of this financially confident, abundant energy in you. It's you now. It's you. It's part of you. You've just made it in your internal flow, your internal matrix. Now here's the key. You're like a mirror, and whatever you are right now is what your future reacts to. So you bring what you are into your future every moment. It's like you're standing here mirroring or being an emotion, and the moments that are right in front of you, pretend you're stepping or walking into your future. Your future encounters this mirror moving through it. It reacts to it. Your future is created by you as you are right now. So here you are, and you have a rich and well-developed emotional energy, a template inside you that says, I have what I need when I need it. And these aren't just words. They're not affirmations. It's not a meditation. It's an actual beingness inside of you, an emotional energetic state you have just created. So what do you think happens? The universe, like I mentioned, really doesn't like imbalance. So it will match you. It will reflect you. And it will bring in situations and opportunities that exactly align to those feelings of wealth. This means really that you're not attracting anything. You're being it. I know, I went over that point several times. It's so important. Here's another important point. When you flow dream, emotion is the most important aspect of what you're doing. And it might come easy, or you might struggle. And if you struggle, think of flow dreaming like reading a novel. You get so involved in the characters and the story. Your emotions are so engaged, you forget you're reading. You're in it. You're feeling it. And almost everyone does this when they read someone else's novel or story. But when it comes to our own story, we often start reading this terrible, boring script where nothing ever happens, where we're always frustrated, where we don't get what we want. Or if we do, it has a price. Why is that? This is probably why you're flow dreaming right now, because you're rewriting your story. Every great manifester knows that they can't create or attract anything unless they themselves have the capacity to receive it. That means you have to feel what you're going to become, just like you can feel exactly how your characters are feeling in that novel. In other words, the universe isn't going to give you stuff that you don't believe you can have. That's why sometimes when you flow dream, you're going to notice some resistance popping up inside you. Things like, oh, I can't really have this. It's too hard even for the universe to make happen. Or I sure want this, but I just don't see a way. Notice this. Listen to this dialogue. Notice it as an emotion, an instant kind of rejection that pops up. That is a pre-action. That is you talking to your flow. That is you being that resistance. When you flow dream, though, you're going to see it, feel it, release it, and move on to the next best emotion. Remember, when you flow dream, everything you feel becomes part of what you create. So if you do get to this point when resistance starts to bubble up, all it means is that you're ready to clear it, move forward, get into even bigger levels of creating. Basically, your junk is coming up inside you, telling you, hey, seems like you want to go bigger. Hey, it seems like you want to learn how to really communicate with the universe. Well, if you want to do that, here's what we have to do first. We've got to clear this and get rid of this. So let it happen. Notice it. Feel it. That's a huge part of the self-growth process of flow dreaming. So let's go back to emotion. If you can't get it going, or if you get distracted, or if you start feeling doubtful during your flow dream, just work on that. You know, these things come up because they're a block in your life, and it's probably not just with flow dreaming. These are probably the same doubts and blocks that come up every time you try to change or create an aspect of your life. Flow dreaming is just the way you move through it. Flow dreaming is what offers you the opportunity to get beyond those. It's an absolutely perfect vehicle for creating massive self-growth. It's my favorite method. Let's get in now to how to use an actual flow dream audio recording. Like I already said, don't expect it to be a meditation. This is an active, upbeat, emotional technique in which you communicate clearly and strongly with the universe. In fact, it's the way the universe can most ideally hear you. You also want to feel emotionally awake when you're flow dreaming. You've got to have some energy. So don't flow dream, please, when you're exhausted and get home from work and you're tired and you say, oh, I better do it. Also, don't flow dream when you're lying down, because when you lay down, your body thinks, sleepy time. And that's probably what you'll do. If you find yourself falling asleep, check and see how tired you are. Check and see if you have enough emotion there, or if you've already wiped it out throughout the day. Likewise, flow dreaming is not hypnosis, but it can feel like it if you're not creating enough emotion during the process. But believe me, speaking of hypnosis, your subconscious is fully taking in everything you're feeling. So yes, your subconscious is changing and responding too. Flow dreaming, it works at every level, from the cellular data inside your cells, through your subconscious, into your conscious mind, and then extending outward into that field of extended awareness that is you on the quantum level. So ideally, you should choose a time to flow dream when you'd normally do something like daydreaming, since daydreaming is the vehicle that we use to get into the flow. You'll notice that soon when you start practicing. So you'll begin by closing your eyes and relaxing. And you'll listen to my words on the audio. And I'll ask you, don't bring any tension into your flow. Relax. You want to forget your body. You want to lose track of time, just like when you daydream and suddenly you snap back because you realize, oh, where have I been for the last couple of minutes? And we do that when we're feeling relaxed. You'll also notice that I'll be asking your mind to get involved, to see and sense things. I'm offering your conscious mind imagery. I'm giving it something to do, and it wants to help. That's why it's different than meditation. There's no clearing it. There's no quieting it. Your conscious mind comes to you and says, what can I do to help as we create? So at first, you might feel like you're still very aware of your surroundings. I'm sitting, I'm listening to an audio, I'm trying to remember everything. But gradually, after a few minutes, as you let go and release, and just let yourself feel and see and sense the things I'm asking you to do, you'll probably lose track of where you are. And you'll find yourself getting into that daydream space where you can begin to flow. It's one of those situations where you're realizing, I'm here, I'm doing this, and then boom, suddenly you're not. In fact, some people call flow dreaming a kind of lucid daydreaming, a counterpart, say, to lucid night dreaming. Note that when you flow dream, you can use any imagery that evokes a feeling of movement or depth, alignment, perfection, expansion. Ask what flow looks like. Ask it. Are you a ribbon of energy and light? Are you a long, easy, flowing path? Are you a lake or an ocean of infinite possibilities? Just be sure to let a sense of alignment be there with you. You're on track. You're being moved forward in time, in space, moving into your future. And allow whatever images come to you to come to you, even if they're not the ones I'm currently giving you. In fact, you'll notice that I try to vary up the imagery in the beginning of all of my flow dream audios because I want to give a good selection so that you might find you like some better than others. Some work better than others for you. It's all individual. Then I'm going to ask you to notice what flow is like. How does it feel? I just mentioned some of the qualities. feels aligned, it feels perfect, it feels in movement. It feels that you're in a place that's outside of time and space. Almost like you're behind or underneath time and space, where it feels like everything is being put together. Think of it like the universe's workshop, or the inside of a clock, or the matrix, the area behind the curtain on a stage. This is where everything that's in your past, present, or future has been or will be put together, and it is perfect. It has every resource imaginable. Everything that is here. Every possibility that is, every potential outcome that could ever be is here. The selection is infinite. And in this, you're like a thread of light moving forward in time. And all around you are other people, and they're like threads of light too. And beyond them, there are places and potential and situations and possibilities, and all of you threads or flows of being are heading toward those. It's like the universe is going to weave selected threads together, which are people, places, and things, to create your future. And you can see and feel it happening. It's like weaving or braiding all of these threads of being, these flowing threads together to create whatever happens next in your life. And you notice this is happening whether I try to control it or not. This is already occurring. As long as I have a future or a moment in front of me, it's actually happening. So all I'm doing is stepping into awareness of this ongoing, already happening event so that I can start putting in some of my personal requests. So I can start guiding it. So I can begin being a mirror and reflecting a certain kind of energy here that my flow will pick up and respond to and start giving me more of what I ask for. So here you are, and you're aware that your future is going to be woven of some combination of all of these potentials that are out there. And you're in perfect alignment, and you're ready to communicate exactly what you'd like to see in your future or in yourself. You're going to be that mirror, and you're going to create or pre-act how you want to feel right here in this powerfully aligned and purposeful place. And these feelings, whatever you do right here, in this flow, in this space, in that moment, will become part of you. It becomes part of you. It is a real thing. It is you consciously affecting your energetic, emotional template. You're adding new information, and it's emotional information. You might also see things or feel things, visuals, people's faces, names. That's all right. That's your conscious mind busily and happily contributing whatever it can to what the rest of you is doing and sensing. So let's go back right now to the feeling of creating huge wealth, and you're following my imagery in the audio, and you're seeing how vast and fertile and active this flow place is. And you're releasing into the understanding that everything is perfect and right here. And you're also realizing that everything is really moving like clockwork. Everything is busy reacting and mirroring all the stuff that people everywhere have felt and set up for themselves. And you also have that perfect path right here in front of you. You can see it. You can sense it. You feel it. It's a nudge forward. It's a gentle caress bringing you into it. This is your path that's filled with ease and grace, where everything you need is fully planted along the path for you. This is very important, to feel this ease, to feel this unlimited possibility. And you're realizing, I'm an elegant part of the universe, expansive and bountiful. My flow can give me anything. So you're going to feel how rich you are, how you always have what you need when you need it, how your flow is delighted that you're finally asking for something as delicious as this, that you're done with having to go over and over the same poverty states of energy, which it's so bored with, having to give to you over and over again. You've been doing it so much in your life. Oh, something new and fresh, some new place to go into, to grow into. Think about it. Everything wants to grow. Kids like to grow up. Trees like to grow older. The universe likes to grow and expand. You too need to grow into these new places. And if you've already been in the poverty space, It's time now to grow into abundance. Flow is there saying, yes, this is the most natural place for you to be in. You're feeling the stable, continuous income. You're feeling how you have more than you need. Notice that in everything I've just been saying. I've been talking about what I call an emotional endpoint. An emotional endpoint is how I am feeling and I intend to feel, and I'm telling Flo I will feel because I'm feeling it now. There's almost no detail. No detail. I don't ever talk about that specific stuff. I don't want to. I don't want to limit my flow with giving it the details that my narrow-minded perspective has possibly figured out. Think of flow. It has so many options to choose from. Remember all of those strands of energy and future unrolling with every single person, every event, every place, everything out there moving forward? That is unlimited potential possibilities. Any combination of events could come together. Yet in my mind, if I'm giving it details, I'm saying, well, I've got to cut those back by this and this and this. Let's prune it down to fit into what I've already figured out or what I already think is the most likely way. No, I give that up. I say, Flo, you know, you've got this. I'm telling you how I feel. You figure out how to bring it to me. Every flow dream I create has an emotional endpoint built in around a particular subject. And maybe the subject is to start a business, or maybe it's to meet a life partner. Maybe it's to regain my health. You can have a specific area to work on. Just make sure you know, how do I want to feel in that area at the end of the day? Where is my emotional goal there? If it's to be in love, then I am in love. Cherished, adored, admiring. I have a partner who listens, who exchanges, who does all these gives me these amazing feelings. Notice emotion, emotion, emotion. I'm getting a little more detailed, but I'm certainly not getting to the point of, you know, and they have a bachelor's degree, and they live within 10 miles of my house, and don't go there. Assume that if there is a perfect person for you, the flow will also arrange the perfect means to meet. They will arrange that you are perfectly attracted to one another. They will arrange that you perfectly admire each other. Why? Because that is the person by default you would love. You wouldn't love someone that you weren't attracted to, that you didn't admire, etc., etc. That's a big concept to get, but if you get it, oh, you're going to do so well at this. One more thing to think about as you're flow dreaming and putting together these feelings is that you don't have to just shape things or events, stuff you want. You can also use flow dreaming to create new characteristics inside yourself or to create massive personal self growth. That's one of my favorites. You can easily create a feeling of, I'm healed now. I see my patterns. No restrictions block me anymore. I have intense self-trust. I'm not afraid to be seen. Think of each one of these things as something that is creatable, that you can pre-pattern in your flow. And flow will then give you opportunities to explore that and become that. And show those aspects of yourself. It's a truly beautiful process, not just for making stuff and futures, but for actually changing who you are. Okay, your flow dream is now closing, and you're finding yourself becoming more aware again of your surroundings. You might find yourself afterwards critiquing your experience, wondering if you did it right. Well, truthfully, most people can only sustain strong emotional conversation or connection like that for a few seconds or a few minutes at a time, especially in the beginning. If you went in and out and you were sometimes forgetting time and were in the flow and the daydream, and then suddenly something distracted you and you came out and went back in again, don't worry about it. And it's okay too. Some days are better than others. Some days are going to be fantastic and rich and wonderful, and other days you're going to say, wow, I didn't feel anything at all. It's all right. Flow is an evolving experience. It's a practice. Roll with it. Keep going. And so, as for how often you should flow dream, I say as often as you want. In fact, I recommend playlists of flow dreams around certain subjects, and I have dozens of these playlists at my manifesting store at flowdreaming.com. You can also find them through your internet-connected phone, tablet or pad, just go to iTunes or any place where you normally get your apps, look up Flow Dreaming, and you'll find the podcast app, the Manifesting Store app, and many ways to access these playlists. And in these playlists, what you can do is rotate through several Flow Dreams in a week, all surrounding the same goal. A good starter program is to play one Flow Dream a day for 2 weeks. Doesn't have to be the same Flow Dream the whole 2 weeks. You can rotate through that playlist. Rotate through two or three or even five. Preact in as many areas of your life as you feel comfortable with. Most people stick with maybe 1 to 3 areas at a time, because when you're actively recreating an area of your life, it is a big deal. So start with the problem area if you want to. That's what most people do. They start with the broken parts. Once they fix those, then they move into ever greater arenas of creation. That's where they start to go big. They start to ask for their next step. They start recognizing that flow does indeed give them what they need when they need it, that their prayers can be answered because they're seeing it happen. They're proving it to themselves through this new understanding, this new philosophy, the new mindset. As you keep flowing, you'll discover that it's actually a gorgeous philosophy that will help reveal to you who you are, what you are, how the universe works, how you communicate with it, how you can move into a greater awareness of so many things. People move through giant personal breakthroughs and really develop a quality of life that's pretty extraordinary. Mostly, I think it makes you feel incredibly strong. It reveals the extent of your true inner power. And you discover that your life just opens possibilities for you every day, like opening a present on your doorstep each morning. You're going to move from trying to manifest 1 or 2 things and solving 1 or 2 issues to understanding flow dreaming as a way of thinking and a mindset that will carry you forward in life. In fact, I teach this mindset to students all over the world in my online Me School of Flow, and I highly encourage you to take a look at it. In fact, this introduction you're listening to right now is just the tip of the iceberg for massive self-healing, self-love, self-growth, intuitive awakening, financial success, abundance, everything. And of course, just for manifesting a really amazing life. I hope I've given you everything that you need to make your first experience flow dreaming be amazing and magnificent. So go enjoy the flow dream. And when you're through, drop me an email. Tell me how it went. I'm curious. I always want to know. I or my staff read everyone. And I'm at summer@flowdreaming.com. Or you can use the contact form on my website at flowdreaming.com. And there you have it, a great introduction to what flow is and flow dreaming and the flow method. And I gave you some other resources you can follow up on now. I know what you're eager for. Show me how it works. Let me taste it. Let me experience it. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to play for you the flow dream that has probably been used by the most people in the world, hands down. Thousands and thousands and thousands. It's called positive flow. And it is a kind of baseline flow dream. Its real soul singular purpose is to help you feel what flow is and then drop you into a state of alignment. Beautiful alignment, an alignment that helps you realize and reconnect with and re-understand that my life is good and I am cared for and I am guided, and that the non-physical and physical work together, and that there's a way that I can be in the space where they both come together and talk. And that's this place. And positive flow says, I'm here for all good things in my life. All good things, period. Let them in. Break the doors down. All good things. So if you guys are ready, we're going to do it now. Begin by closing your eyes and taking a deep, full breath. Let it out and take another. Feel the muscles in your face relaxing around your eyes, your mouth, your jaw. Feel your scalp relax, and now down the back of your neck. Allow your shoulders to relax, your arms, elbows, hands, and fingers. Feel your muscles loosen through your chest and your abdomen. Let your stomach out and allow your hips to sink comfortably. Feel your thighs, knees, and calves let go and loosen. Your ankles and feet rest comfortably, relaxed. Now, bring your awareness back to wherever in your body you feel your center. From this point of awareness, begin to sense the energy that naturally radiates out from your body. Envision it emanating from your body and rippling through the air like heat waves. Sense how you can feel it like a gently moving liquid or soft radiating energy coming out from your shoulders, the top of your head, your abdomen, and your whole body. Move it outward and inward. Out and in. Feel how it churns and moves when you extend your awareness into it, like dust motes being stirred by a breeze. The molecules of your body and the world mingling, the walls between them wavering, then disappearing. Feel the movement and the sensation of this energy, rippling or pulsing or swishing. Sense this energy gathering into a beautiful stream in front of you, leading you into the flow. Feel the energy as it arcs through the air in front of you, moving your awareness along this gorgeous humming stream. Envision it landing in a gorgeous river of energy, a flow of energy that cradles you like warm, buoyant water. You float effortlessly. Look around. What do the banks of this stream look like? What do they feel like? Can you see your body in this stream? Or do you just feel your awareness gently floating? Sense how this energy carries you in a particular direction and feel yourself swaying with it. Look ahead and see it gently swirling and moving. This is your life's direction, its natural, positive, flowing course. Let yourself be carried along, being reoriented into this positive flow. It's moving in the direction of your best interests. in the same absolute way that a river flows to the sea. This is your positive flow, and your sea is the perfect completion of yourself, your most perfect expression of yourself, your highest, highest good. Your flow is where all things created in your life originate. You're at the nexus from which all choices branch, all opportunities arise. The flow is a very natural place for you, because part of you already exists here at all times. Your stream floats you in the perfect direction, at the perfect speed, to where all good and joyful events take place, bringing you the things you need in your life for your growth and happiness. Feel your flow's rightness, peacefulness, and goodness flood through you. Feel life unlocking for you as you release into this positive, flowing state. Feel the unlocking happening right now in your physical body. Click, click, click. And feel it in your mind as an opening, widening, spreading sensation. Feel the sensation of all things in your life turning in the direction of this flow. Scoop them up and turn them with you in this positive flowing direction. Allow the energy of your emotions, so thankful, so yielding, to bubble up strongly inside you as you feel the actual shifting taking place. Sense this shifting physically moving you as you sway to the new direction. Now, allow anything that is causing you unhappiness to float free from you and loosen you up to flow even more easily in the right direction. Allow people, situations, or objects that cause you upset to float free from you, swirling away behind you. You're being guided forward into whatever is the most right for you. Incredibly fulfilling work. Utterly secure, reliable, and abundant income. A harmonious and exciting romantic relationship. Happiness at home with your family and friends. Easy creativity and mental agility. A serene and peaceful mind. Robust physical and mental health. You are charging the universe. You are magnetizing it to bring you all things that are the best for you and which bring you perfect happiness. See these magnetizing vibrations radiating outward from your body. And spend a moment feeling, really feeling this joy and propelling it outward into the flow. The right people begin to appear in your life. They bring you opportunities and connections. You're given unexpected opportunities. You win things. You are lucky everything begins turning in a new, wonderful direction for you. Old things that you've outgrown easily slip away. You feel yourself saying, "I'm so thankful for this. My prayers are answered. My life is in divine order. My life is in divine order. My prayers are answered." Feel the amazement at how situations align themselves in your life, like metal shavings aligning to the force of a magnet. You are this magnet. It's inevitable that these wonderful things attract themselves to you. You feel coincidences and synchronicities and new patterns emerging all around you. Your luck has turned as all the right things come into your life. Now, take a few minutes to open yourself to whatever it is that comes to you, whatever message or image or sensation comes to you in your flow. Listen and watch. You know that you have just made an enormous difference in the quality of your life by opening yourself to the flow, and you feel relief and a quiet, joyous expectation at what is going to happen next. These feelings last all through the day and through the weeks and the months ahead. Now, float down the same glowing arc of energy as before, bringing your point of awareness back into your body and drawing a long stream of the flow with you, a stream connecting you to your flowing source. Breathe in your energy. Draw all this universal energy into your body. And take another deep breath and bring it in. Now, at the count of 5 down to 1, you will open your eyes, feeling joyful expectation and perfect contentment. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Whew, wakey, wakey, lemon cakey. How did that feel? Should feel really, 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 really good. If you like it, come get more. Do it on your own. Learn the technique. Get some of the flow dreams in the library. Join me in Flow On. I've got resources out the caboodle for you. If this is your first time learning about this very special method, then congratulations and welcome, 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 welcome. Add it in to your current practices, or maybe it'll replace some of the practices that have gotten old and need to be refreshed. I can tell you, though, it is life-changing. So I'm here for you, and you can reach out to me anytime, as I stated earlier. And until next time, I'll see you again for another beautiful episode where we reach for the stars in our lives. See you next time on Flow Dreaming. Flow.
Flow dreaming is a universe. On the one hand, it's extraordinary. It's a technique that can change everything in your life. You can feel better, manifest your dreams, heal. It does it all. And to learn it, well, just go to flowdreaming.com and get my free kit that teaches you how. Look under free goodies, and you can also download the Flow Dreaming app, which has the kit right there for you. But Flow Dreaming keeps going. Once you fall in love with the technique, you might want to know how to use it better, how to think better, feel better, really change inside. That's why I have Flow On, a monthly membership where I teach people a new way of using flow in their lives every single month. Check it out. Finally, you might be perfectly ready for Me School. I know you've heard a lot about Me School, but maybe you haven't actually looked it up yet. It's my most effective program, a culmination of 20 years of teaching. It's been taken by hundreds of students over the last 7 years. And this is where you really light that fire that grows, and you make this a life worth living. You can find it all at flowdreaming.com, so go check it out and at least write yourself a note, even if you can't check it out this minute. And while you're at it, subscribe to the podcast.